Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the United Stands. I'm Mark Goldbridge. It's Christmas Eve. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Christmas on the United Stand. I hope you're all doing well. Forget the fact that Man United are trying to ruin your Christmas with losses to Aston Villa and missing out on some menu. This is your Christmas Eve morning show. I hope you're all doing very well. We've got lots to talk about on the show this morning. Manchester United bidding for Conor Gallagher, Diamande from RB Leipzig. We've got Bruno Fernandes, Xerxes updates as well, injury and transfer. Also a little bit about Aminu as well. And I want to know, well, probably we've got a little 8 o'clock show live tonight as well. So I've got myself a bit excited. We've got a little bit. Welcome to the fucking show. We've got a little bit of a show tonight live where we're going to talk about where we think Man United are from a year ago, what you're thinking about Man United. But how are you feeling more specifically on the news show about what happened last night with Semenya? I want to get your thoughts on that. Also, a world exclusive. I've never told this story before. My worst ever Christmas present was not a tape recorder. There is something more sinister and dark, a story to tell you. I can only tell you it when I know a certain family member will not be watching the show. And I know she's not watching. So I will tell you that story in a few minutes. But before we get into all of that, we are sponsored by Huel on the show today. Absolutely brilliant because I didn't get my breakfast. I've been so busy this morning wrapping presents and doing stuff. I haven't had my breakfast. But Huel, if you don't know what it's all about, if you're flat out with work, football, or just setting up streams and wrapping presents, you don't have time to eat properly. That's where Huel has been a bit of a game changer for me. I've been using the Huel Black Edition powder for a while now. It's a full meal that gives you everything you need with 40 grams of protein per serving, no artificial sweeteners, and 26 vitamins and minerals. It's packed with things like vitamin C to support your immune system and vitamin B12 to help reduce tiredness and fatigue. So you can get up and dance to Strictly every show in a Christmas jumper. But what I like about it is how simple it is. I just add water, then the powder, shake it up, and I've got my little container here. And I've got my little scooper here. And at this time of the year, it's great to get all that nutrition in as well. But you get 17 full meals in each bag, which works out about £1.79 per meal, which makes it incredible value compared to grabbing food on the go. It's great for those busy mornings before filming, like I say, or match days. I can stay full and focused without wasting time. Now, we've got a great code for you this Christmas Eve. If you want to check it out, use my code US10 at uk.huel.com/US10, or just scan the QR code or go through the link in the video description. Honestly, if you want something quick into the new year, healthy and genuinely tasty option that fits into your day, Huel is a brilliant shout. Thank you very much to Huel for their support. Now on with the show. But I hadn't had time to even do that, to be honest with you. So they also do these. They do these that are ready mixed up. And I love the vanilla one. So I am going to be cheating here, and I'm not even going to mix up my Black Edition. I'm just going to use the vanilla that I had and drink that throughout the show. Because it's lovely. I'll be back for you later. Anyway, let's get on with the show. I'm feeling festive. You're a fantastic bunch. You don't know what an influence you have on me and my life. I want to say thank you very much this Christmas Eve. Every day of the year, we've got a great team. You're part of that team. We're live, you know, we're reacting to good and bad, mainly bad. But you don't know what an impact you make to each other, and you don't know what an impact you make on me. And you know what? I was lying in bed this morning, was watching Snowman and the Snow Dog with Seb, and I thought, you know what? This is the good old days. And it's that saying, isn't it? I wish somebody could just tap you on the shoulder and tell you it's the good old days, because in a few years, you're going to look back and go, that was the good old days. So enjoy your days. Enjoy your good days. And if you're having bad days, think back to your good days and know that good days will come. Thank you, everybody, for being part of this amazing community. Right, on to business. I will tell you my worst ever Christmas, but I don't want to bring the mood down. Let's get into it. So, lots to discuss this morning. Obviously, last night, we didn't do an 8 o'clock show. We were live at 8 o'clock, but we went live at about 7:15 because we had the news, the breaking news, that sounds like someone died. That was Chris Rea a couple of days ago. Sad. But the breaking news was that Semenyo would be signing for Manchester City and Manchester United will not be signing him. Lots of people gifting memberships. I'll read those out in a moment. Daniel Thompson, thank you very much. But I feel like we're sort of in this situation this Christmas again, wondering what we're going to do next. I feel last Christmas was not a great start for Amrin, but we hoped for a better 2025. 2 years ago to the day, Ineos were announced as new owners. That depressed a lot of us, but we thought, you know what, give them a chance. We've given them a chance. And then 2 years later, you know, it's not going great on the pitch, let's be honest. And we've just missed out on a big signing to Manchester City. You couldn't get more of a symbolic kick in the nuts last night than where we are. We're not the great Manchester United. We're not even the biggest club in Manchester anymore. Manchester City are. We have the biggest fan base. But what does that count for when you don't have the best team and you're not winning trophies? So we're in a bad situation. I don't really know what the vision is. But what we're getting this morning is potentially spin, potentially truth. I'm going to start on this, off on the look. I'm doing a video with Ben Jacobs straight after this, actually. I don't know when we're going to pop it up, but I'm going to ask him about midfield and signings and Mainu and everything like that. It's going to be a very good video. It might not go up until tomorrow. We've got our best of bits tomorrow. I don't know when I'm going to put this Ben Jacobs video on, depending how good it is. We've got a press conference at just after 1:30. I've got to be live for that. We've also got an 8 o'clock show because I want to be live with you at 8 o'clock. I've got to do a Newcastle preview. But depending how good this Ben Jacobs video is, I might put it up a little bit earlier. But I do want to talk to him about the Mainu situation because obviously he's had a bit of stick coming back. I want to talk to him about what went wrong with Semenyo because he was one of the first on that. But what we're getting this morning is what we gave you 2 weeks ago from our source, is that Man United did make contact with Conor Gallagher 2 weeks ago through intermediaries. They also tried to sign him in the summer. So where are we with that? The Semenyo noise, is Man United going to now desperately go after a midfielder, or was something in play before that? And I've got to be fair, as much as I don't like Ineos or the Glazers, and as much as I'm worried about our vision, I have to be honest, the Gallagher story wasn't dead because we went for Semenyo. We were already talking through intermediaries about that deal. So I think that what we're hearing about Conor Gallagher this morning and United maybe pivoting towards that deal, I don't think that's because we didn't get Semenyo. I still think that was on the menu anyway. So just keep an eye on Conor Gallagher because he, in January, needs to go and is likely to go. Atletico Madrid want money. We have got money. And I think there's a lot of people going, well, we don't want short-term options. We don't want long-term options. You know, we don't want short-term options. He's not a short-term option. He's 25. I think that the midfield needs completely rebuilding. There is a very big chance that Casemiro is gone. Hopefully Bruno will be gone out of the midfield at the very least, and maybe out of the club if we don't use him as a 10. Agate is clearly gone. That's three midfielders. And Mainu, God knows what's going to happen there. We need three midfielders. Even if you bring a young player through, they're not ready to play every week. So you can have four midfielders and a young player. So Conor Gallagher would be perfect for me. You know, if next season we still have two decent signings and Conor Gallagher is still, you know, we're in Europe, it's absolutely fine. So I think that's one to keep an eye on based on what we were talking about a couple of weeks ago. And I don't think it's anything to do with Semenyo. All I would say is if we'd got Semenyo, then maybe we wouldn't have had any money for anybody else, but we definitely have got money now. So it's going to be very interesting to see where Manchester United pivot. I think after Semenyo and after a night's sleep, I've sort of woken up this morning, probably a little bit I don't know about you lot, let me know, but I'm probably a little bit more disappointed this morning than I was last night because I think last night I was like, I'm not surprised. We're a really badly run football club. This morning, I'm sort of looking at it and going, what I always said, fundamentally, he is a very good player. He would have been a good signing for Liverpool. He would have been a good signing for Chelsea. And he's a very good signing for Man City. So to know that we were after him, to know that he was 20, he's 25, to know that he's Premier League proven, and to not get him is very disappointing. Obviously, I'd want a midfielder as well, but you know, I'm disappointed we didn't get him. I'm disappointed that we've gone public. I don't like what I'm hearing about Man United weren't willing to break the wage structure to buy him. I think that's bollocks. I think that's spin. I think that's what I predicted would happen. He hasn't not... It's insulting to Semenyo, actually, what Man United are putting out there about the wage, because I'm hearing people saying Man United weren't willing to break their wage structure to get Semenyo. And yet every credible journalist is saying he chose Man City because of European football and trophies. So what are United trying to do? Save face by saying he's a mercenary and went to Man City for wages. I think it's wrong. Like, I think he chose them because they're a better team. And we're just desperately, again, trying to spin a positive as to why he didn't do it. So I think that ultimately, Manchester United... what are we going to do next?
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
And a lot of people this morning are talking about Diamande from Leipzig. But there's two things about that. Well, there's three things about that. One, it can't happen in January because they only signed him in the summer. And it's even being said in the reports we won't sign him in January. So instantly you go from Semenyo coming in tomorrow or in a week to Diamande's a kid and won't come in until the summer. So there's a delay there. He's also a kid, as I just said, point two. So he's a kid. So he's not Semenyo. He's a kid. He's another prospect. So if we'd bought Semenyo, he goes straight into the team. He's ready to go. If you buy Diamande, you wait 6 months to get another Dorgu who's a prospect and you've got to nurture and we're shit at that. So that's a negative. And then the third point is he probably is going to cost a lot of money. Leipzig aren't stupid and he's only had 1 year in the Bundesliga and would probably pay roughly what we paid for Cunha. So I think that the Diamande thing is nothing more than a smokescreen, which you would expect from this football club. They've just, you know, they've just exposed themselves massively in front of the world of football as losing to Man City, and they're going to need to spin a positive. I would not be surprised if we got linked to Michael Olise. It's the sort of bullshit story that morons will fall for. But Diamande is a very exciting player. Obviously, I watched the Bundesliga on That's Football, but it's, you know, it's like going from... I mean, I nearly said something inappropriate there, but, you know, Semenyo would be a Ferrari on the drive on Christmas Day morning, take it out for a drive and everyone goes, wow. Diamande would be a build your own kit car that you're not going to get till the summer. And it's going to take you about 2 years to build it. And that is a very good analogy. The one I was going to use was highly inappropriate, but that's it. You know, Semenyo is a Ferrari ready to drive. You might wrap it around a lamppost and not be able to drive it very well, and it might not do very well, but it's ready to go Christmas Day morning. Diamande is not coming until the summer, and when he does, you're going to have to build it for 2 years. So, you know, if that's the solution for Manchester United, as I've said to you many times before, I don't really understand what the plan is at this football club, you know, because we can't nurture players, you know. But that's sort of where we are. Merry Christmas, Mark. I can see United going for Endia in the summer over Diamande, but once again, they will be better teams than us after him, says James. He's a good player. Carlo has gifted a membership. Thank you very much, Carlo. I've got an update on Bruno's injury as well. Have a Merry Christmas, everyone in our United Stan family, says Carlo. Merry Christmas all on the channel, says Chris Jackson. Thanks for your super chat, Chris. He says, you go a long way to making being a United supporter bearable. Here's to us kicking on for the push to top five. United, says Chris. Thank you very much, Chris. Merry Christmas to you and your family. X-Ray is a new member. Welcome to the club. Thank you very much for getting your badge in, mate. Merry Christmas, Mark. It feels positive Ruben is talking about not panic and making panic signings in January. Feels like we are learning from past mistakes, says Armin. You know what, Amano? It's a great point, actually. It's very topical. It's interesting that you find it positive that Amrim's talking about not panicking and not making panic signings in January. Feels like we're learning from past mistakes. I have a completely different view on that. I think a manager of Manchester United saying that we're not going to make signings in January and we're not going to panic is something I've heard for 15 years. I've heard Sir Alex Ferguson say there's no value in the market. I've heard Ole Gunnar Solskjaer say we're not going to panic in the January transfer window. I've heard Ten Hag say it. I've heard Van Gaal say it. I don't think that. I actually think we're not learning from the past. I think we're doing what we always do. Manager comes out and spews Glazernomics shite. I don't think that's anything new. I think look at how many deals we've done in the January transfer market over the last 10 years. It's not many. I mean, John Murta literally was saying this 3 years ago. We don't want to panic in the January market. We like to do stuff in the summer. I mean, that's basically what Amrim's saying. You know, it's nothing new. It's just Glazonomics. In my view, Daniel Thompson's gifted a membership. You're a legend. Merry Christmas. Would you take Iniesta? Iniesta is playing in China. Says undefeated. Nope. And Merry Christmas to the Goldbridges and everyone. Sending lots of love to you all, says Mike. Hi, everyone. A happy Christmas wherever you are in the world. Martinez has given our cheap option into the midfield. The power of balance has shifted. Players choosing other clubs over United. It's very sad, says Lee. Well, maybe that's a topic for later. Has this power finally shifted? Are Man United finally not a big club when it comes to being a player anymore? Member of the United Stand for a year, says Bram. Thank you, Mark, and all providing us with content all year long. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you, Bran. And Garfield's in the house. He says, just want to wish you and all the chat Merry Christmas and a healthy new year. Just started my live streaming on Mixcloud. DJ Patagy, get involved. There you go. DJ in over Christmas. Thank you very much. And James Cave says, Merry Christmas. We've done that one. Look, I want to talk to you about a couple of other transfer bits around Mainoo and Xerxes, also on Bruno. But I did say at the start, I was going to tell you, Jordan says, I genuinely believe not getting her Semenyo is a blessing in disguise. Mark, if you could pick two midfielders and 100 million, who would you get? Stiller and Anderson, but I don't think 100 million pounds would be enough. They would be my dream too. I think Stiller has to come in as the Bruno replacement, and I would spend... I'm a little bit concerned that Belaba, Wharton and Anderson are the obsession. I'm convinced there must be another Kante, another Rodri, that, you know, there must be another player like that in Europe or the world who's ready to go. Like, I just can't believe that we have to just go Wharton, Anderson or Belaba, really. Depressing how they didn't back Ollie with signings is totally healthy. Thank you very much for that. But you know what, Jordan, you've just put, I genuinely believe not getting home is a blessing in disguise. I think you've spelt home instead of him. I can just imagine you on the M1 driving home for Christmas, rest in peace, Chris Rea, and going, I'm not going, and turning round. Sometimes a family Christmas can be a depressing affair. Talking of which, very, very quickly, my worst ever Christmas present. I've never told anybody this story before. So effectively... my sister's about 4 or 5 years younger than me. So I was about 15. So she'd have been about 10. And I've always said that the worst Christmas present I ever had was a tape recorder. It was 9 o'clock on Christmas Day morning and the phone rang. And, you know, everyone was busy. So I picked it up. In those days, you used to have a phone in the house. So I picked it up. I picked up the phone. I went, hello. And they went, meow, meow. And I was like, hello. And it just kept going, meow, meow. And I put the phone down and I walked into the back garden and I was like, I don't know what to do here. Like, this is the worst thing ever. Do I tell everybody or do I just keep it to myself? And as you know, I like to share the news. So I went and told everybody. Now, the backstory to this is that about 4 days before that Christmas, our cat went missing, George. And he, you know, we really loved that cat. And obviously on the lead up to Christmas, we were really like worried. He had gone away for a couple of weeks before, not to Ibiza or anything like that. He'd just gone missing for a couple of weeks. So we'd been putting up posters and stuff about, you know, if anyone sees George, ring this number, which is what a lot of people do. So Christmas Day morning, there's a lot of people laughing in the chat here. This is not funny. So Christmas Day morning, somebody obviously thought it was really funny to ring up and meow at 9 o'clock. So anyway, I obviously told the story, and the real sad thing is, you know, I was holding back the tears when I was saying, I've got, you know, everyone's tucking into their selection boxes. You know, my younger brother's just setting up the Super Nintendo, and you know, stepdad's watching Sound of Music, mum's stuffing the turkey, and my sister's playing with her bloody dolls or something. And I said, look, I've got to tell you everything. And I think they thought I was going to say something else because I was 15 and I had a funny haircut. But I said, no, nothing like that. The phone rang and they were like, oh, I thought it was your gran. I went, no, I don't know what it was, but it went meow. Well, my sister instantly went, it's the cat. And even at 15, I thought, she's got problems. I was like, how can it be the cat? Cats don't meow like a voice. They don't even make a meow. That's just humans' interpretation. How would it ring the number? You know, where would it get the money from? How's it got access to a phone? And she still said, but maybe the person's got the cat and have held the phone up. I said, it was a person. They started laughing after the third meow. So, look, she won't be watching because on Christmas Eve, she goes to the local cat sanctuary. But I've never told that story before, and it haunts me to this day. So if your cat does go missing, always be wary about putting a phone number up because some arsehole on Christmas Day might ring you up and go, meow. Tragic. The good news is the cat came back New Year's Eve. So, it only ruined Christmas Day and the next few days after it. I mean, every time the phone rang, we were on tenderhooks. I mean, it got to the point that, we just decided to unplug the phone. But then we were a bit worried about, a family relative who, let's be honest, was in their last few days and we were their emergency contact. So it was that every time the phone rang, you didn't know whether you were going to get a cat meowing.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Anyway, John says, Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you for all you do. Thank you very much, John. And let me just get rid of this idiot. Thank you very much. It's Christmas Eve. I don't need idiots like you. I'm glad we aren't getting some menu. It's okay signing shiny new toys, but with no midfield to feed them, it's like buying a car with no wheels, says Tom. And Mike JW says, what are the owners and Ineos going to do when we cannot sign the players they want? It's going to keep happening, and it's totally a reflection on their failures, says Mike. Well, look, the big happy news this morning coming out of Manchester United is that they're talking about Bruno Fernandes being back for the Manchester derby. Like, you've probably seen it yourself, but there's multiple reports this morning that Man United are quite encouraged that Bruno Fernandes will be back for the Manchester derby. And with all due respect, John's just gifted 5 memberships, by the way. Legend. Merry Christmas, John. With all due respect, why is that good news that Bruno Fernandes is going to be back for the Manchester derby? He's going to play him in the midfield anyway. And I'm like, this is, obviously Bruno being back in a month is better than Bruno being back in 2 months. And I wish he was back for the game against Newcastle. However, it just sort of reminds me of what I said about 8 months ago. This football club behaves like Everton. With all due respect, we behave like Everton. And if Everton were missing Jordan Pickford for a month, I think you'd be counting the days down for him to come back because he's such a big player for Everton, right? But at Manchester United, losing a player like Bruno Fernandes is obviously disappointing. But, you know, when you're a big club, you're meant to just roll your sleeves up and get on with it and other players step into the void. Like, I remember the 97-98 season. That was the year when Roy Keane did his cruciate ligament against Leeds. Basically missed the whole season. We didn't all start crying and, rubbing Roy Keane's knee, thinking we're done. You know, we nearly won the league with Nicky Butt and Paul Scholes in the midfield. So, it's almost like with Bruno Fernandes, hopefully he's going to be back for the Manchester derby like it's bloody David Beckham in the World Cup 2002. Let's rub his fucking toe. Like, he's playing out of position. Some of us don't even rate Bruno in the midfield. So I'm sort of like, the club has just become so... It's that lowering of the standards and, like... You can lose a game and people celebrate it now. You know, you can concede four goals at home and only have 2 points from the last 9 and people will go, I'm okay with that. The standards have been lowered so low that it's like, we just need Bruno back and everything. It doesn't matter if we get beat in the next 5 games as long as Bruno's back for the derby. And I'm like, fucking hell. We're celebrating a cat taking a shit in the garden, not cats. Don't want to think about cats. Yeah, but we are. We're celebrating a fucking bird landing on our garden. Oh, it's a bird. You know, it's we've just lost what we are. And I think everything sort of feeds into that, whether it's Semenyu snubbing us, not doing the midfield. And then look, people talk about Martinez in the midfield, by the way. he's coming back from, is it two or three major injuries? So even if Amrin decides to use Martinez as a midfielder, and that's a big if, because he's got Casemiro back now and he could use Mainoo. Even if he does that, how long can Martinez actually last in that role, considering he's coming back from two major surgeries in the last 2 years? Lloyd says, thank you for everything you do. My gran passed away last night, so Christmas is very different this year. Your channels genuinely make a difference and help me to be more than you know. Merry Christmas. Well, look, thoughts with everybody who's lost a close one this year. Hopefully you can, you know, have a nice family Christmas and remember whilst, you know, having a good time as well. Sorry, I'm starving. Raphael sent 5 gift memberships. Thank you very much, Raphael. You're an absolute legend. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thanks for all you do, says John. Thank you, John. Appreciate you. And Tom McBride, we've done that one as well. Okay, I want to talk about, what do you think about the story that Solskjaer had Rice, Bellingham and Haaland on his top three short list is while they were still cheap and available, says Alex, and was vetoed by the owners on all three of them. It's a load of bollocks, mate. You know what? I'm absolutely tired of this. I'm tired of this. What does it actually do? You know, if you're down with the, if you're down the pub on Christmas Eve tonight with some of your mates, and one of your mates says, you'll never guess what, 4 years ago, I was in a nightclub with Margot Robbie. I always use her. And she smiled at me. I could have been married with kids now. You sort of like go, well, you're not. And you didn't do anything about it. And she might have just been polite. You know, coulda, woulda, shoulda. Get the pints in and stop fucking moaning. And that's how I feel about these types of stories, Alex. I'm sort of like, Bellingham wasn't vetoed. Bellingham came to Carrington and Sir Alex Ferguson tried to persuade him and he went to Dortmund. So that's a load of bollocks. Erling Haaland, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer got on a plane just before Christmas to sign him, sat in a press conference with a big smile on his face thinking he'd got him and he snubbed us for, was it Dortmund again? And who was the other one? Rice chose Arsenal. So we didn't get vetoed. We just didn't get them. We went for all three. We just didn't get them. So look, in 3 years' time, are people going to say Amrin wanted Semenyo, but, you know, the club wouldn't buy him for him? That's not what happened. We just missed out. And we can't keep looking back to the past. And also, if you gave Bellingham to Solskjaer, he probably would have ended up like McTominay. Bellingham made the right choice. Rice made the right choice. Haaland made the right choice. Every one of their careers in snubbing Man United has gone to another level. Haaland's the best striker in the world. Bellingham's one of the best midfielders in the world. And Rice is one of the best midfielders in the world. If they'd come to Man United, I guarantee you they would not have replicated what they've done. Because we don't nurture, we don't develop, and we ruin players. Rob Always United's gifted 5 memberships. You're a legend, Rob. And Duchess says, hi, Mark. In January, get Gallagher and Ramos. Not Sergio Ramos, Duchess. No way. Merry Christmas to all, and all have great Christmas, Mr. Goldbridge, says Ray. And to you as well, Ray. Thank you very much. Andy Atherton's gifted 5 memberships as well. Thank you very much, sir. He says, what happens if we make Europa and Bruno stays, says Andy. Well, if Bruno stays, then, you know, I think people need to sort of realise that that may well happen, because Bruno Fernandes, if we're being completely honest, is a very powerful player at Manchester United. Semenyo chose what's best for him, says Seth. Should be a wake-up call. We don't have We Are Man United pull. How do you improve a team when you have no team idiots above, says Seth. Well, somebody sort of touched on this, Seth, and I think that, look, I want to talk about Mainoo. I want to talk about Xerxes because I think it's very important. But in a way, what we're going to do with Mainoo and Xerxes fits in with Semenyo, fits in with Bruno, fits in with what a lot of you are talking about this morning, in the sense that how do you build a football club when you can't buy the bricks you want? You know, if I want to build a house and, you know, it's red bricks at the bottom and then I go and buy some more red bricks, but I can't get them or someone else has bought them. So I have to get, you know, yellow bricks and then they run out and then, you know, the house just doesn't look the way I wanted to build it. So if you want to build something to succeed that everyone's going to look at and admire, you've got to get the best. You've got to get what you want. And United aren't going to be able to do that because they already haven't. look, I like the goalkeeper. He's young, but I like him. It's not the goalkeeper that Amrin wanted. It's just not. It isn't the goalkeeper he wanted. He wanted Martinez. He wanted a goalkeeper to come in and be ready. So he didn't get what he wanted in goal, whether we like Lemens or not. He didn't get the striker he wanted. In fact, he ended up with fifth choice. He now hasn't got Semenyu, and he didn't get Belhiba in the summer. That's four players in 6 months in key positions he's not got. He didn't get the striker he wanted. He didn't get the goalkeeper he wanted. He didn't get a midfielder. And now he hasn't got Semenyu. So the job is incredibly difficult. Incredibly difficult already. Even if you give him what he wants, it might not be the right choice. But we're not even giving him what he wants. And that is the big issue here. It's that, how do we rebuild a football club that's on its arse and compete with everybody else when we can't even get the things we want? Because they, and most of the time they're going to rivals as well. You know, Declan Rice went to Arsenal. Jokeres went to Arsenal. Kenda's going to Chelsea. Dalap went to Chelsea. Ekitike went to Liverpool. Semenyu's going to Man City. Anderson will go to somebody in the Premier League as well. They're not even going abroad. They're going to teams in our league who then strengthen themselves as well. So I think it's a, you know, it's, I've said it so many times, it's Christmas Eve and I'm not going to waste any more than this. But when we had the Glazer story that they were looking for investment or to sell, I remember distinctly one of the shows saying, I genuinely believe, and this was about 3 years ago, I genuinely believe the club is so broken, it's shattered, nobody can put it back together again. I genuinely believe the only way this club gets back is a total reset where the debt is gone, new owners come in, pump the money in, and over the next 3 years, we try to get back with a total reset. We haven't done that. We haven't done that. What we've had is somebody that's come in, lubed up the debt, shoved it up their arse, and then sacked half the fan base. It sacked off, well, not half the fan base, sacked off half the off the workforce. And what I mean by lubed and shoved it up the arse is that Sir Jim's basically come and sat on the debt. You know, that big pile of debt, he's basically just come in willingly and sat on it. So look, I might not be right. And it's got nothing to do with missing out on Semenyu or losing to Villa or losing to Brentford or losing to Spurs in the Europa League or finishing 15th. Many of us said this 6 months, a year before Ineos were even announced, that the only way back for the football club is a complete and utter reset, brand new owners who come in, clear the debt and try and build the club again, a bit like Todd Bowley's doing at Chelsea. The worst thing that could happen is someone gets into bed with the Glazers. And unfortunately, that's what's happened. And no change. And also, I just want to say as well, I really do think that, you know, sometimes a wolf wears sheep's clothing. They're running around a field with a load of sheep, but you keep losing sheep and you're like, something in that field isn't right. And then you find out one of the sheep is actually a wolf because they're dressed as a sheep. And then when you're not looking, they're eating the sheep. I feel like that's what's going on at Manchester United. Because actually, I think the Glazers are the wolf and Ineos are the sheep. And the sheep walks around going, baa, baa. But it's not really Ineos, it's a wolf. I genuinely think that not a lot has changed from the Glazers being here. I genuinely think that the Glazers, well, they own the club, to be fair. It's not breaking news, still sports news. But I think Ineos come out as if they're running things. I don't think they are. I genuinely think nothing's really changed. You know, as somebody was saying yesterday, the protests and everything have stopped because Sir Jim runs the football club. I think Sir Jim's just a front. I think Sir Jim's play here is the money he's going to make from the stadium. I think this is a business transaction where the Glazers have said, look, we've got these plans in place. We need you to get them through because you're a knight of the realm and you're British. You're going to make double your money on your 2 billion. We just need you to front up, pretend you're in charge and get the deal through with the government and we'll double your money. I think that's what it's all about. Hi, Mark. Thanks for everything you do, says Lloyd. Might have done that one about your gran. Rest in peace to your gran. Merry Christmas, Mark, to you and the community. We have to understand we have to rise again. We might have to rely on kids and some cheap discoveries, says Andy Cheatham. Thank you very much. Mark, would you do Strictly if asked, given that it begins at the start of the Premier League season? No, I wouldn't, Rhys. I mean, I'd like to do Strictly because I would win. I've got hips like a bloody waltzer. They twist and everything. But no, my schedule would be to... I'd be doing the stream and some bloody dancer would be coming in. A female one. I wouldn't... I'd obviously have a... You get to choose. I would choose female.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something. But this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
But there's nothing wrong with that. But she'd be there coming in going, come on, it's time to dance. Waltz, you know, doing the bloody samba behind me. I'd be like, get out. I wouldn't, obviously there were no hands unless we were dancing, but I'd be like, just go away. It's not about you. Got a show to do. Mainu's injured again, you know? Get out. Strictly go out. Happy Life has gifted 5 memberships. Streets Will Never has gifted 5 memberships. Tell you what, this was the show to tune into if you wanted memberships. I'm gifting some tonight. Levi says, happy Christmas. Are we playing to Sesko's strengths, or will he be another Rasmus, a striker without service who was thrown under the bus? Oh, just very, very quickly on that. Did you see what Simon Jordan said about Rasmus? He'd seen the post about Rasmus saying what a great decision looks like, holding up a trophy. Now, I know Rasmus. What he meant by that, it wasn't a dig at Man United. Simon Jordan basically said, in reaction to the post where Hoyland is holding up the trophy saying what a good decision looks like, Jordan has took it in a really vindictive, bad way, like he's mocking Man United. He's not mocking Man United. He's a Man United fan. He's been a Man United fan since he was a kid. He loves Manchester United. The reason he held the trophy up saying what a good decision looks like is he didn't want to leave Manchester United. He wanted to stay and fight for the shirt. But Amrin said, no, I don't want you here. So he made the decision for his career to go to Napoli, even though he didn't want to. So what he's basically saying is, even though I didn't want to do it, this is what a good decision looks like. It's not mocking Man United. But old Simon Jordan goes, oh, he was useless at Man United. With respect to Napoli, the Italian league is not the Premier League. Well, you know what? With respect to Talk Sport is not the Premier League either. Belongs in the fucking National League, because that sort of analysis is shite. He wasn't useless at Manchester United. He was operating on, was it like 1.1 chance per game? And I don't know what the stats are with Sesko, because it leads nicely into it, but it's a fact that at the end of his Manchester United career, Rasmus was really struggling. Like, he was really struggling. He was not doing very, very well. But for the first 18 months, I thought he did reasonably well. He had that really good run. But the main problem was lack of service. You know, he was kicking the post in frustration more than kicking the ball in the box. So when we talk about Sesko, we talk about Rasmus, we talk about Cavani, we talk about Ronaldo, we talk about Martial, it's proven that over the last 5 years, the chance creation for our striker is crap. Now, I look at the game against Aston Villa, and in fairness to Sesko, he had 2 very good chances in the first half. Now, if you're Xerxes or you're Rasmus last year, you might not get that in a month. those two chances. Seriously, in a month, I reckon there would have been months where you'd go, Rasmus didn't get two chances like Sesko got in the first half against Villa. So I think that in relation to Sesko, are we servicing him? Honestly, I think against Villa, he's not really in the graveyard shift. He's had two bloody good chances there. And I think it's just rustiness that he didn't take them. We need to do that more, though, because I think in his first few weeks, he wasn't getting that. So, but the graveyard shift's very much a real thing at Manchester United. Let me talk to you about Maynou. So, look, bit of a rumour. I'm speaking to Ben Jacobs straight after this show, and I'm going to ask him about this. 10% off, link in the description, scan the QR code. Vanilla for the win. But I've just got a super chat here. Wrong says, Wrong says, I'm about 10 minutes behind, but why not do a deal with Roma for Xerxes and Kone? And Mark, being completely honest, we won't buy a midfielder this summer. Manu Kone was a player that we were looking at in the summer. I keep mentioning that name. No one else mentions him. I keep mentioning it. You make a good point. But I don't know whether United have just ruled that out now or not. Mark, the Ramos thing won't go away. Don't you think he will bring any value short term and help the European push, says Raphael? Look, honestly, I don't know whether it's Christmas Eve. It's not April Fool's, right? If we go and sign Ramos, I'll be laughing all Christmas. I think it will be hilarious if we sign Ramos, because this is a guy that's never played in the Premier League, who is closer to my age than Bruno. Figure that one out. Bruno's 31, right? I'm 46. Ramos is closer to my age than Bruno. And this guy's going to come into our midfield, into our defence and make a difference. And also, even if he did quite well, how long is it going to work? 3 months? No, absolutely not. Mark, this Ram had done that one from Raphael. Andy Cheatham says, Mark, Merry Christmas to you and the community. We have to understand we have to rise again. We might have to rely on kids and some cheap discoveries. You can't rely on kids, mate, if you can't develop them. That's the big problem. You just can't. We do have an 8 o'clock show live tonight. It's going to be a shortened one. I never normally do an 8 o'clock show on Christmas Eve, but circumstances mean that between 8 and 8:30, I've actually got a little window. So I thought, you know what? I love Christmas Eve. I might spend it with you lot, see what you're up to. I'll have watched Home Alone by then. I'll have had loads to eat. I'll have had loads to drink. So should be some good stuff. I have got a preview for Newcastle coming up, but I'm going to record with Ben Jacobs in about 20 minutes. So I'm just going to figure out how to get that. And there is a press conference with Amrim coming up. Now, interestingly, I wanted to talk about this. Maynou, right. Let's see what happens with Maynou. We might get the answer in a couple of hours. Now, what we're hearing is, and it's not from the best source, but it is in the club. What we're hearing is, it's not Luke Shaw. I've heard loads of jokes about Luke Shaw, and I think they're bang out of order. You know, I heard one like it's I don't even know if I can repeat it. You know, like, let's just say, I don't want to even use the word. You know, Santa is, how would you describe Santa's physique, right? A three-letter word beginning with F, right? So a lot of people are using that three-letter word and saying the three-letter word man who wears red is coming tonight. And then people are going, no, Luke Shaw's not coming tonight. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. He's, you know, I don't think Luke Shaw's drinking this. Maybe he is, but I'll have a pint of what he's drinking because he's doing really well. In fact, I need to go back over an old stream because I think I owe money for charity. People are doing meow in the chat now. My sister was here. She'd be crying. Like, it's not funny. Traumatic that is. Imagine that, right? You put posters out about your cat. You're missing your cat, and then someone rings the hotline and meows at you. I like comedy. You know, I like Ricky Gervais. I quite like the comedy that's a little bit close to the bone. That's not close to the bone. That's a bloody chainsaw through the bone. That's That's disgusting. You know what? You're all bloody laughing, but all I can hear now, you know, when you think about voices from the past, my granddad's passed away. I remember his voice and my nan and everything like that. I can hear that meow clear as day. And the third meow had a bit of a laugh in it. And it breaks my heart that my sister said maybe it is the cat. I mean, she wasn't the brightest tool in the box and she was 10. But she genuinely thought it might be the cat. Then again, she convinced us that when she was 7, the elves came and took her to North Pole for a night. We phoned the police. We were like, she was very convincing. She was like, no, they came into my room. They were elves. They took me out. I remember going down the road. I was like, what do you mean they took you out? Oh yeah, they had a little car. I was like, we were like, did you get abducted? But anyway, ultimately she did tell us she was lying. But would you look? Anyway, I'm losing points here with Mainu. How do we go from source in the club to elves? Anyway, do some magic elves at Man United. Mainu, very tentative, but there is an indication that Mainu will play against Newcastle on Friday. Now, if that's true, that Mainu is going to play on Friday, the club look like a right bunch of prats, because there is no way in a million years he had a calf injury that meant he couldn't play on Sunday, but then he can start on Friday. That's not how injuries work. That's not how fitness departments work, right? We know our fitness department. If a player's had an injury, the laptop says, can't play for a week or two, light training, half an hour. It doesn't work like that. This would be a Christmas miracle. You can't have a calf strain that keeps you completely out of a game on Sunday and then you start on a Friday. Now, I hope that he's playing on Friday and I hope that this story is true. But as we know around Mainu, you never know. You think something's going to happen, then it doesn't. So I think the Amrin press conference at lunchtime is going to be very interesting, because if he comes out and says there's a chance Mainu plays on Friday, then there's something else going on. There's no way you can have a calf strain on a Sunday and miss the game completely and then start a game on a Friday. That's just not how a calf strain works. So it'd be very interesting to see. And what might be the theory is that there's been a fallout. Mainu's been dropped completely or pulled out completely. And then there's been talks this week because of the Bruno injury where United have had to go, we like you, we'll play you. So I think Mainu might be in a very good position now because of the Bruno injury, but we'll have to wait and see. The alternative is you play Martinez on the left-hand side of the midfield, Casemiro on the right side of the midfield, and you have Ugarte as a sub. The question is, would you rather have Martinez and Casemiro or Mainu and Casemiro? And I've got to be honest, if Casemiro was just disciplined and didn't go running forward and hitting long balls, Casemiro and Martinez against that Newcastle midfield might be quite a disciplined thing. But look, we'll have to wait and see what he says at lunchtime. Anyway, thank you so much, everybody, for watching. This is not the last time I'm live with you. It's a very weird Christmas Eve this year because I'm live with you at lunchtime for the press conference and I'm live with you at 8 o'clock. So it's not over yet, but you might be dipping out, doing stuff. I know what it's all about. So if I'm going to see you again, great. If I'm not going to see you again and you're dipping out for the day or whatever, I hope you have a fantastic Christmas or whatever you're doing. I know some of you don't celebrate Christmas. If you're not celebrating Christmas, you know, just watch some good films, chill out. That's what it's all about. I mean, let's be honest, most people, I was playing a bit of pool yesterday, listening to King's Carol's, Silent Night, Old Little Town of Bethlehem, Hark the Herald. That's proper Christmas music for me. Some people think it's about the birth of Santa. So Christmas is what it is to everybody, whatever your beliefs, whatever your religion, whatever your situation, Christmas is what you make of it. So, you know, even if you don't like it, it can still be a time just to enjoy some downtime, read a book, you know, watch a film. And I tell you what is real, this community, it's very, very real. And whether you celebrate Christmas or not, thank you for being part of it. Robert says, what time are you going live for Algeria, Sudan? Look, if you're interested in the AFCON, fair play. I've never watched it. I probably never will. I'm not interested. I just hope our players do well and come back unscathed. In fact, can I be really honest? I don't want to offend anyone from Morocco or Ivory Coast or Cameroon, but I really hope you get knocked out in the group stage because I want my Man United. But I put Man United before England. So I'm not being unfair on the AFCON. If it was England, I'd want them out as well. Take care. Merry Christmas. It feels like saying Merry Christmas, having just said, I hope the Ivory Coast, Morocco and Cameroon get knocked out, feels very unseasonal. But Merry Christmas to everyone in Cameroon, Ivory Coast, or who is Moroccan around the world. I just hope you get knocked out of the AFCON very quickly. But Merry Christmas. Thanks, everyone. I'll see you for the Amrin press conference at about 1:30. And we'll see what comes out of this interview with Ben Jacobs in a few minutes as well. That's not going up in a few minutes. We're just going to have a chat in a few minutes. But I might be able to give you a few spoilers as to when it's coming out. Thanks, everyone, for watching. Take care. Speak to you in a bit.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.